on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM. Good evening, friends. It is Wednesday, the 26th of June, and I'm merely a puddle of a person now. I don't do the heat. I am a snuggly blanket and a book in October with a nice hot coffee type person. This is not the one for me. You are listening to Phoenix FM in Brentwood with me, poetry nerd Marie Kondo denier and author Emma Marnes. This is Wednesday Words and Music, and this is 7 Days in the Sun by Fida. Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
sunset glow. But now she's not around, I'm hanging on with broken hands, way above the clouds.
Phoenix FM.
Oh,
few jams there for those of you soon off on your summer holidays. We've just booked a summer holiday as a family to go in September. I absolutely cannot wait. We will have a two-year-old by then, which will be super fun. I'm sure it'll be absolutely delightful. So we had Surfing USA there by the Beach Boys. 1963, that came out. I've always wondered where it was exactly in Manhattan that the surfing was so good. If any of our American listeners would like to enlighten me, that would be terrific. And of course, our weekly dose of the Commitments, Destination Anywhere. Fun story. You know how much I love to tell stories of my life. When I first arrived in Dublin, because I lived there for a bit, I saw the little like train thing that, what was it called? Not the Lewis, the, I can't remember. And I was thinking about this last night thinking, remember the name of the transport thing, but I've forgotten. And it went over this bridge across the River Liffey in Dublin. And at the point in the film when they all sing Destination Anywhere together it was the Dart. It's called the Dart. They all sing it together on this little train at sunset, and it went over the bridge, and I saw the little train go over the bridge and was like, oh, this is the greatest moment of my life. I wonder if we will get through a single Wednesday Words and Music with Emma Marnes without me playing the Commitments. You'll have to listen every week to find out, won't you? So time for our little bookish headlines. I am delighted to share this news with you, because I think it's insanity. A book about book bans and banned books has been banned. Ban This Book by Alan Gratz. It's actually a children's book talking all about, you know, the banning of books and censorship and stuff like that. It's been banned by the Indian River County School District in Florida. It's a headline, we'll leave it there. This is quite a sweet one. I really enjoyed reading about this. We're all familiar, I'm sure, with the Mr. Men and Little Miss books, the children's books. They are so adorable. I had them, I'm 33, and I used to read them when I was young, and I will no doubt get them for my daughter. She's nearly two, and we'll probably read them. A new Mr. Men, and or Mr. Man, and a new Little Miss are joining the ranks of the others. Roger Hargreaves, who wrote them and illustrated them and, you know, brought them to life, he actually died very suddenly in 1988. I didn't know that. Well, for one thing, I didn't know they were that old, but I suppose they must be because, you know, I was born in 1991. So, you know, time is ticking by, I guess. His son, Adam, who actually inspired the series by asking when he was little, he asked his dad, what does a tickle look like? And his dad drew this sort of orange man with very long arms and coloured him orange. And that became Mr. Tickle, which was the very first one. And I thought that was wonderful. So it's actually his son, Adam, that since took over the sort of franchise, I suppose we'd call it, and has written and illustrated these two new characters who are called Mr. Fib, who likes to tell fibs to impress people and it gets him in trouble, and Little Miss Surprise, who finds life very exciting and surprising, and don't we all, friends, don't we all. There was also some, this isn't book related, but I did think it was just quite sad to hear that Dario G had passed away. I think he was 53, which was, funnily enough, the same age that Roger Hargreaves was when he passed away, which was very sad. So he died, and he was a big sort of 90s icon. I know everyone knows his, I think like the big famous ones like Sunshine. It was in Derry Girls, the final of Derry Girls, if you're into that show. I love that show. There was another song that I love. It was called Voices, and there was an acoustic version of it, which was absolutely beautiful. And with our kind of summer summer holiday theme, I suppose we've got going, it was in a film called The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio long time ago. I think that was probably 90s, early noughties as well. So in honour of our lost comrade, Dario G, we're going to play a bit of Voices, if I can remember how.
Look.
Okay. Voices, Dario G, and the Goo Goo Dolls, Over and Over. I love the Goo Goo Dolls. There are few certainties left in this world, friends, but Emma Loves the Goo Goo Dolls is one of those few that you can depend on. My husband took us, took me to see them around about this time last year, I guess it was. It was June. It was sweltering. It was a day very much like this one. I drove all the way to Hammersmith, and I don't remember the venue being air conditioned, but it was like absolutely fantastic. So, oh, happy days. So it is book review time. It's book review time. And this week we're reviewing The Prophet and the Idiot by Jonas Jonasson. That is with a J, not a Y. He is a Swedish author, and his books are by and large translated from Swedish into English by Rachel Wilson Broyles. The only one that wasn't translated by her was the first one, which was The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared. Super duper catchy title. Love it. But this one, The Prophet and the Idiot, is his, sixth novel, I think, now. It came out last year in 2023. Jonas Jonasson's one of those writers where when I see that he's got a new novel coming out, I just lose my mind and pre-order it immediately, because I love him. His books are incredibly funny, incredibly witty, incredibly inventive. And I think that's one of the things that makes him very endearing as a writer and as a novelist. There's always a Swedish element. The books take place, you know, mostly in Sweden usually, or they start in Sweden and sort of go all over the world in some madcap creative nightmare of an adventure. There's usually an element of adventure, or they have the adventure and they finish in Sweden, something like that. But there's always a lot of travel. There's a big theme of people being brought together by chance as well, and like staggering coincidence. And it's got a sort of Forrest Gump type, I hesitate to call it historical fiction, but there's like historical elements. You know how in the film of Forrest Gump, he's kind of there for big historical events. And it's very beautifully done how the fictional Forrest Gump is kind of there on, you know, the sidelines of these very real events. There's a lot of that, particularly in the very first one, The 100-Year-Old Man Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared, but also in this one, particularly in this one, more so than some of the others that I've read. So it's a very interesting way of doing it. Obama is in it, for instance, quite a lot, actually. So The Prophet and the Idiot, it's about three people who are, in very Jonas Jonasson style, brought together by chance. One of them, Petra, at the beginning, she is a Swedish astronomer, scientist, and she has predicted the end of the world. And at the start of the novel, she's predicted that the world in its entirety is going to end 12 days from then at 20 past nine at night, 12 days from now. And she meets a couple of tag-alongs, I guess, on her merry adventures. They all have this kind of end of life agenda. She is absolutely stands by her calculations. This is happening. Everything we do kind of matters enormously, but also doesn't matter because the world's going to end. Johan is also there. He's very sort of simple, straightforward. Like, okay, if you say the world's ending, then I guess the world's ending. Like, fair enough. What's the plan, kind of thing. And the third one is an old lady with purple hair, and she's got no time for it whatsoever, but she's along for the ride because it's fun. It's just incredibly creative, and it is incredibly funny. And the book kind of takes the three of them on their very long journey throughout these 12 days and maybe beyond. We don't know because the world's going to end, right? So that's one of the great sort of framing devices or great tools of this book, is that everything is happening and you sort of think, oh, but is the world going to end though? And like, if you don't tell me, friends, that you are those people that go and read like the last couple of pages to see how it ends before you've read the book. No, that's not how we do things. But yes, so I thought it was great. I really, really enjoyed it. I gave it 5 stars on Goodreads. Here's my thing though, and not necessarily with this book as such. So his first book, The 100-Year-Old Man That Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared, I would add it to my top 5 books of all time. And to be absolutely honest with you, my top 5 books are a 5-way tie for the top spot, if I'm being completely honest. Probably, maybe top 3. I don't know if it... This is my bigger issue. I don't know if the book is perfectly fine book and just caught me at a time of life where I was just enthralled by it, or it really is that amazing. And then the others have not quite lived up to that level of, this was the most amazing thing I've ever read. This was not only funny, this was life changing with the whole idea of it. Apart from, so there was 100-year-old man who climbed out the window and disappeared. You know, I'm just going to call it the 100-year-old man going forward, because this is only an hour slot and we don't have time for this. His next book was called The Girl Who Saved the King of Sweden. That was quite good. That was sort of Africa and Sweden. Very good. If I remember correctly, I read that a very long time ago. Hitman Anders and the Meaning of It All was the third one. That one is definitely in that top three. If we're being totally honest, let's go top three. Hitman Anders and the Meaning of It All, The 100-Year-Old Man, and a book called Illusions by Richard Bach, which is just very special to me for many reasons. Hitman Anders and the Meaning of It All, it was just one of the finest books I think I've ever read, and one of the funniest, genuinely definitely one of the funniest books I've ever read in my entire life. I feared for my bladder on the bus, if we're being really honest with each other. Fantastic. There was then another one. He then wrote a follow-up to The 100-Year-Old Man called The Further Adventures, and I've not read it. I've not read it. I've got it, but I've kind of been putting off reading it, because you know how when a film is made of your favourite book ever, or a sequel is written to your favourite book ever, and you just think, please don't ruin it. Please don't ruin it. And there actually was a film in Swedish with English subtitles made of The 100-Year-Old Man. I watched it. Actually, I thought it was really good. Obviously, it did live up to the book. Nothing ever does, but it was good. So I just sort of wonder if he's chasing the dragon, or am I chasing the dragon? Do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm waiting for him to write something as good, or he has, but I'm never going to be the sort of young, miserable at my horrible job sort of person I was when I read The 100-Year-Old Man. So it never has that sort of landing effect. But anyway, there's then been another one called Sweet Sweet Revenge Limited, which has an orange cover. That was quite good. That was another one that had a Swedish and African element. It was very, very interesting. And it was funny, but it was like, you know, compared to some of the others. So Prophet and the Idiot, I thought it was terrific. It was classic Jonas Jonasson. Looking forward to the next one. Absolutely loved it. But I would really be interested to know if anyone would like to get in touch with me on my socials, or the Phoenix 98 FM socials, at Emma Marnes _ author if you go on Instagram, or at Emma Marnes on X, Twitter, as it used to be known, the artist formerly known as Twitter, or just at Phoenix FM. What do you think? Do you think that it matters when you read a book? Does the book change? Do you change? What do you think? It's quite a big philosophical question, but I'm prepared to have it with you. But anyway, so that's my review of The Prophet and the Idiot. 5 stars. Loved it. Absolutely brilliant. So I'll be quiet now, because that was quite a lot of me rabbiting, wasn't it, about things. Let's have a bit of lovely, lovely music.
My friends from high school married their high school boyfriends, moved into houses in the same zip codes where their parents live, but I could never follow. No, I could never follow. I hit the highway with stars on the ceiling, live like a gypsy. 6 strong hands on the steering wheel. I've been a long time gone now. Maybe someday, someday I'm gonna settle down. But I've always found my way somehow, by taking the long way, taking the long way around, taking the long way. Whatever, drink with the Irish.
dancing to the music vibe. And the boys, just the girls in their hair, while the shouting men who just sit way over there. And the songs they get louder, each one better than before. And you're singing the songs, thinking this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is twice the size. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, or where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the songs, thinking this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is twice the size. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, or where you gonna sleep tonight? So you're heading down the road in your taxi for four, and you're waiting outside Jim's front door, but nobody's in and nobody's home till four. So you're sitting there with nothing to do, talking about Robert Ryger and his motley crew. And singing the songs, thinking this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is just the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, and where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the songs, thinking this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is just the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, and where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight? In the morning and your head is twice the size. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, singing this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is twice the size. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, singing this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head is twice the size. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, singing this is a life.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, this is called Underneath It All. This time's when I want something more, someone more like me. This time's when this dress rehearsal seems incomplete. But you see the colors in me like no one else. And behind your dark glasses, you're something else. And you're really lovely underneath it all. And you want to love me underneath it all. Underneath it all, and you're really lovely. You know some real bad tricks and you need some discipline. But lately you've been trying real hard and giving me your best. And you give me the most gorgeous sleep that I've ever had. And when it's really bad, I guess it's not that bad. And you're really lovely underneath it all. And you want to love me underneath it all. Next to me, I've seen right through and underneath. coupons and all you've got left is me. And somehow I'm full of forgiveness, I guess it's meant to be. You're really lovely and underneath it all. And you want to love me and underneath it all. And I'm really lucky underneath it all. And you're really lovely. Underneath it all.
Welcome back to Wednesday Words and Music with me, Emma Marnes. We had some lovely tunes there. The Long Way Round by the Dixie Chicks, the Chicks as they're called now. You know, if you've been listening from the beginning, you know how, not the beginning of today, the beginning of this show, from this month or whatever, you know how much I love the Chicks. I love them. We also had This Is the Life by Amy McDonald. Fun fact. When I was at university, I used to be, well, just in my before time, when I was used to be cool, I used to do ballroom and Latin dancing very strictly. It was fabulous. And This Is the Life was our quick step, and it was extremely quick, even for a quick step. And every time I hear it kind of gives me the adrenaline, gives me the anxiety of like, oh God, I've got to move my feet unbelievably quickly. But yeah, good times. So this is normally the bit that the second half hour coming up in the coming weeks, I'm going to start having some guests to talk to rather than me sitting in here by myself eating chocolate biscuits. Not that that's not amazing, but next week I'm very excited because we've got Natasha Radford from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop in Brentwood. She is coming in to have a chat all about not just the super funness of running a bookshop, because I think deep down, like at least 50% of people really just want to open a bookshop. And I'd say at least half of those people are more Bernard Black than they are Natasha Radford. If you haven't seen Black Books, it's probably on All Four. Go and watch it. It's fantastic. Anyway, Natasha Radford's going to be coming to talk all about the bookshop and the education side of it. They are also an education centre and they do some just wonderful things there. So I'm really looking forward to having her on the show next week. The week after, we have got actress and voiceover actress person, Erin Connolly. She's going to be coming on and talking to us all about what goes into sort of voice acting and narrating an audiobook and creating a voice for a character that you've never seen, kind of thing. It's going to be so interesting. I can't wait to talk to her. It's going to be really cool. And then the week after that, we have got novelist Rose Cleary. I'm very excited to speak to Rose. Rose is from Southend. She wrote a fantastic novel called How to Be a French Girl. I met her last year at an author event that we did together. And I do believe from the grapevine of her social media that she has actually now finished a second novel as well. So hopefully she will be up for telling us all about that. So we are going to have just a couple more tunes in a minute. And then it will be time to come back for our missing listener of the week. Don't forget that after me is the Orient Hour. So that's always worth sticking around for. Probably more exciting than watching England, from what I've heard. But anyway, if you do so feel up to it, do stick around for the Lads of the Orient Hour. But for now, we're going to have a little bit of Passenger and Jack Johnson.
As a kid, the things I did were hidden under the grid. Young and naive, I never believed that love could be so well hid. With regret, I'm willing to bet you say the older you get, it gets harder to forgive and harder to forget. It gets under your shirt like a dagger at work. The first cut is the deepest, but the rest are flipping hurt. You build your heart of plastic, get cynical and sarcastic, and end up in the corner on your own.
Cause I love to feel loved, but I can't stand the rejection. I hide behind my jokes as a form of protection. I thought I was close, but under further inspection, it seems I've been running in the wrong direction. Oh no. Getting your hopes up when all you're ever getting is choked up. When you're coked up and can't remember the reason why it broke up, you call her in the morning when you're coming down and falling like an old man on the side of the road. Cause when you're apart you don't wanna mingle, when you're together you wanna be single. Ever the chase to taste the kiss of bliss that made your heart tingle. How much greener the grass is with those rose tinted glasses. But the butterflies they flutter by and leave us on our asses. Cause I love to feel love, but I can't stand the rejection. I hide behind my jokes as a form of protection. I thought I was close, but under further inspection, it seems I've been running in the wrong direction. There's fish in the sea for me to make a selection. I'd jump in if it wasn't for my ear infection. Cause all I wanna do is try to make a connection. It seems I've been running in the wrong direction. Oh,
about you then and now, but the craziest thing of all, over 10 years have gone by, you're still mine, locked in time. Let's rewind. Do you remember when we first moved in together? The piano took up the living room. Play me boogie woogie, I play you love songs. You'd say we're playing house. Now you still say we are. We built our getaway up in a tree we found. We felt so far away, but we were still in town. Now I remember watching that old tree burn down. I took a picture that I don't like to look at. Well, all these times they come and go, and alone don't seem so long. Over 10 years have gone by. We can't rewind. We're locked in time, but you're still mine.
Oh, I love that song. I actually got so into it. I sort of, it ended and I forgot that I was supposed to be like talking. I was meant to say something. So we have some friends, and I just thought that was wonderful. Their wedding, which was, oh my goodness, 15 years ago now, I think, something like that. They had a Jack Johnson song, Better Together, was their first dance at their wedding. And to commemorate the first dance from their wedding being that song, they named their first son Jack, and their second son has the middle name Johnson. And I just thought that was so beautiful, such a lovely thing to do. We also had The Wrong Direction from Passenger. I loved Passenger. I loved his first album. I'm just trying to look on the internet to see if he had another one. Apparently, yes, he's continued to be brilliant. Good for him. He's actually from Brighton, which is very cool. His father is from New Jersey. Okay, fun. I loved him. I thought that album was fantastic. So it is time, friends. How does it happen? The hour just goes so quickly. It is time for our final song of the show, for our missing listener. So if you are new to the show, every week we play a song especially for someone who isn't listening for some reason. So this week's missing listener has been put forward by Emma Charlick, good friend of mine, great friend of mine, in fact. This is for her good friend, Ella. Ella very rudely moved abroad to Canada when Emma and Ella were teenagers, I think, in secondary school. And Ella has continued to live her best life in beautiful, beautiful Canada. And they keep in touch, and they speak every week, and they're really great friends to this day. And Emma went over for Ella's wedding a couple of years ago, and so this is a beautiful song by the lovely Adele. It's called Sweetest Devotion, which I just think is wonderful. Ella in Canada, this is for you from your good friend and mine, Emma Charlick. Enjoy, and see you next week. Well, speak to you next week.
With your loving, there ain't nothing that I can't adore. The way I'm running with you, honey, means we can break every law. I find it funny that you're the only one I never looked for. There is something in your loving that tears down my walls. I wasn't ready then, I'm ready now, I'm heading straight for you. You will only be eternally.
on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.